Case, hey, Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode right here. The Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University here on a Sunday. Yes, sir. March 8th, 2026. You're the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for tuning into the latest episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Yes, that other K-State podcast out there in Kansas City, Missouri, which I'm in Kansas City, Missouri. Oh, baby. Woo. So, I was going to go chronological order, but I'm not going to do that because we're going to start with baseball because baseball will be back in action here in a little bit. They did win yesterday over SIUE. Big thanks to Micah Kendrick going long ball yet again over the Cougars. 8-4 yesterday in this win for K-State. And yes, they do clinch the series, and they're going for the sweep later on this afternoon out in Toyton Family Stadium there. Another home run ball belted by this Wildcat team in this series. Head coach Pete Hughes, after this game, quote, "Really good, clean ball game. I thought overall in every phase we played very well. We got the big hit from Micah Kendrick, and we have a lot of kids contributing right now." And go, yeah, again, team other than D. Kennedy. I'm going to go ahead and take a look at the box score, inside the box score here on this podcast. The team is more than just D. Kennedy. There's other players on this baseball team. Micah Kendrick, being one of them. AJ Isavos has been raking as of late. Grant Gallagher, getting to him in a minute as well. So have all these guys out here contributing. This is going to make this team, again, already talented, that much deeper. Micah Kendrick was DH in this game too today there as well. And on the mound for K-State, Tanner Duke, who went five innings, started the game, gave up two hits, three runs. Those were earned runs, three walks, seven strikeouts, and then Matt Flores and Taswell Butler combined for four for the rest of the pitching chart there for K-State, as they combine, obviously, doing the easy math. Four innings, Matt Flores going almost the distance there, but Taswell Butler came on and got the last out there in the game. On the other end of the aspects there, the loss. By the way, Tanner Duke goes 2-1-1, getting the decision win. Tim Teixeira, now is 0-3 in 2026. Yeah, Taswell Butler picks up the save right there. And SIUE, at one point, was leading this ball game. K-State struck first in the bottom of the first inning for the second straight game, getting a run across the plate in the first inning. They got four in game one. SIUE with their biggest, probably the biggest inning of the series so far. Three in the third to take a 3-1 lead, and they held it to the bottom of the sixth inning. Bottom of the fifth inning, where the Michael Kendrick's home run there was the deciding factor of this game there. A three-run bomb there. And before that, Ty Somolowski ended up a double steal to get the lead. So getting creative there. Well, actually, to get the lead before that, my guy Shanchero tied the game up. And then a double steal to take the lead. We're getting creative here on this podcast, baby. Pete Hughes getting creative there. Double steal to take the lead. And then the deciding runs, the three-run bomb by Kendricks there in the bottom of the fifth inning. And now is it there for the rest of the scoring. SIUE did get one of the one – get a run in the top of the ninth, but that was not even enough there for them as the Cougars drop the 5-10. Kansas State picks up their 10th win of 2026. Now going for that sweep later on this afternoon. Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here for another postcast here this weekend on the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports there. Let me see. Yeah, Micah Kendrick, 2-for-4, had that big hit. Hit ninth in the lineup yesterday, Ty Simulaski continues to get on base. Looks like he had three total appearances and did not get out. So SIU cannot get out Ty Simulaski in this series as he ended up scoring two more runs in game two. Speaking of D. Kennedy, he picked up two more hits, 2-for-4 in the game. AJ Escovasco had a big game one, was 2-for-4 as well in the game. Let me see here. And that's pretty much now. Shea McGahan started at catcher in this game. He went 1-for-3 in the ball game right there. Tim DeShera, the starting pitcher for SIUE, went 4 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs. 3 of those were earned. Walked 5 K-State hitters. And that is going to get you in trouble. That stands out right there. That's the other number that stands out from this game. Walking 5 batters. That will not win you ball game, especially they all come and score. He did strike out 4 K-State hitters. Also, to round out the SIUE pitching chart, was Wyatt Doak, Joseph Morton, and Noah Thompson. I think Noah Thompson pitched again for the second straight game there as well. Let me see here. Terry Thompson Allen went hitless. So K-State shut him out on the afternoon yesterday there. On for SIUE, Daniel Greiger, your leading hitter for SIUE in game two, went 2-for-3 in this game. Now, Chase Bloomer had a big hit for SIUE. He only went 1-for-4. He drove in the 3 runs there for them to take the lead right there, which I believe, I want to say, if I go back a little bit, yep, yes, sir, he homered in that big third inning for SIUE to take the lead. And yeah, SIUE held it there for a little bit there as on this ball game. But again, K-State rallied back like they usually do at Toyota Family Stadium right there to get it done. Right there, let me see. I didn't even do the totals of the hits. Oh my goodness. All right, so yeah, K-State, 8 runs, 11 hits, 1 error, and they did leave 8 on base. SIUE, 4 runs, 5 hits, 1 error, and they left 7 on base. So almost even on that part there as well. Let me see. Any other notes here from this game? Yeah, so K-State now, going back to the... Whoa, excuse me. My goodness. 2024 season, K-State has now won 11 consecutive series at Toyn Family Stadium in Manhattan, Kansas. In a stretch now, 25-7. K-State, again, I talked about it. Before the Columbia series, that you know, hey, this team at home, you want to protect home field, and this team has done that very well in the Pete Hughes era, and they continue to do that. They've won their first 5 out of 6 home games so far, and they look now, actually, that math's wrong. Hold up for a minute. 4 out of 5 games, but they look to get 5 out of 6. Against SIUE, and that includes that sweep. I said, looking to sweep SIUE later on this afternoon in that game. Game 3 is scheduled here in a little bit. 1 o'clock, the matinee. ESPN Plus has it, the coverage there, ESPN app. And, of course, K-State Sports Network, your very fine friends at K-State Sports Network will have the call over the radio. K-Man, if you're in K-Man, I'm pretty sure K-Man will have it. If you're not able to get to the ballpark today, which should be a pretty nice Marchish afternoon for baseball out in Manhattan, Kansas, this afternoon. There is Kansas State now, led by D. Kennedy. Ty Simulaski will look to break out the brooms later on this afternoon against SIUE to complete the series there in Manhattan, Kansas, as they continue to roll ever since getting upset by Columbia there, letting Columbia get back in that ball game and beating them in that first game. If it weren't for that, K-State would be undefeated at home. But hey, they're not. But they're taking care of business right now. And right now, that opponent Their current opponent is SIUE, the Pro Wrestling Podcast, all things Kansas sports. You can get it. We're a podcast for free available daily, which is, of course, K-State content, baby. iTunes, Spotify, you know what it is. Pro Wrestling Podcast, all things K-State sports. And second of all, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pro Wrestling Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Game two in the series belongs to K-State. K-State 8, SIUE Cougars 4. This has been another postcast edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports with Cats.